At Goldman Sachs, Rubin had been involved in the kind of high-level paper shuffling that Bill Clinton has said was undermining the economy, Gibson wrote. Goldman Sachs, along with Morgan Stanley, First Boston, Dylan Reed, and others, had arranged corporate mergers and acquisitions costing hundreds of billions of dollars in the 1980s. Goldman Sachs and other investment banks were paid many millions of dollars to arrange these deals. For example, Goldman Sachs earned $10 million to arrange U.S. Steel's 1982 buyout of Marathon Oil. Rubin's firm was paid $18.5 million for its role in the 1984 Texaco takeover of Getty Oil, and it was paid $15 million for facilitating General Electric's 1986 acquisition of RCA NBC. In other words, Rubin would seem to have been part of the problem. In 2007, Rubin was vice chairman of the board of directors of the Council on Foreign Relations. Not just fringe conspiracy theorists have spoken out about hidden control in the world. President Woodrow Wilson, who was intimately connected with conspiratorial power, once wrote, "Some of the biggest men in the United States, in the field of commerce and manufacture, are afraid of somebody or afraid of something. They know there is a power somewhere so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive, that they had better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it." President Franklin D. Roosevelt once wrote, "The real truth of the matter is, as you and I know, that a financial element in the large centers has owned the government ever since the days of Andrew Jackson." Colonel L. Fletcher Prouty, a liaison officer between the Pentagon and the CIA in the 1960s, was able to witness the control mechanisms over both intelligence and the military. Prouty said that the United States is run by a secret team answerable only to themselves. Their power is derived from their vast, covert, intra-governmental infrastructure and its direct connections with private industries, mutual funds, investment houses, universities, and the news media, including foreign and domestic publishing houses.